Holy, stop the dial right there.
Accounts receivable.
Yo, buddy!
Hey, where you been? You totally disappeared after the election.
Oh, man, I was door knocking in Ohio, trying to get people to change their vote retroactively. Wait, does that mean milk?
Oh, man. Are you drunk?
Did you hear that? Drunk? No. Yeah, pretty drunk.
Well, it's been a week since the election, man. It's time to sober up.
I'm not drunk for me. I'm drunk for Romney. Someone's got a drink for him. It's the end of an era. The white man era. Vote black once, shame on you. Vote black twice, shame on America.
I think we should take a break from talking about this political stuff.
Daffodils are underrated.
Good. Yeah. Let's talk about daffodils. What do you like about daffodils?
They're white.
Thank you for your continued faith in my ability.
We won!
I want to wish my opponent, Mitt Romney, well. He ran a good campaign.
Take that back to the lab, Mitt, because you lost.
Now, we move forward with pressing issues.
We're going to pass health care again. Now what, bitches?
While we had huge turnout from our faithful supporters.
Thank you, black folks. We made it to two elections in a row, man. Now, how hard was that?
All your votes were crucial in this victory.
White people who voted for me, you are all now honorary black people.
So, thank you for your support.
And f*** you if you tried to f*** me. I mean, you know how much money they tried to spend to get rid of this? Millions, son. I said millions. But you couldn't get rid of a f***. Oh, no. Yeah, can't touch this.
I told you, I don't want you doing it wrong. You gotta get it right. If you're gonna do it, God bless America.
Say it, don't say it.
Now, I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this.
But they can also be yellow.
Are you taking daffodils away too?
Dear Lord, give me the strength to deal with another 4 years of this.
You never take me seriously, never. Oh, the pleats on my pants feel weird. I got three pleats on each side of my zipper.
Wow.
That's six pleats. You know what else rhymes with pleats?
What?
Cleats. You know, like baseball shoes?
Yeah.
You play baseball?
No.
It's America's game, which makes sense because there are hardly any white guys in the game anymore.
Why don't I buy you lunch? We'll go to Chili's. Chili's.
Yeah, right. So all the Mexicans at Chili's can laugh at me because I'm Republican and my party's doomed?
No, thank you.
Just because you're a good guy and I feel bad for you.
Hey, what's your name?
Accounts receivable.
No, your real name. I'll tell you mine if you tell me your name.
I don't know. I kind of like this anonymous work friends thing we got going on.
Come on, man, this will be good. On the count of three, we both say our names, okay?
Okay. For national healing.
One, two, Chris.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs anymore. I used to take drugs and I quit, but I'll tell you something. I have nothing against drugs whatsoever. That's kind of weird, huh? You never heard that one. Used to take drugs, quit, and have nothing against them. Wow, never heard that. Let's hear more. Okay. I'll tell you something else. I know this is not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore. But it's the truth. I have taken drugs before, and I had a real good time.
After voters in Washington State approved a ballot initiative legalizing recreational marijuana use, Seattle police knew there would be a lot of questions. like Marriage of What Now? Well, actually, that came to be the title of their public information guide on what legalization will mean for citizens. Marriage of What Now? A Guide to Legal Marijuana Use in Seattle was written by Jonas Vangenthal Lee. He's a former writer for the alternative weekly The Stranger in Seattle, and he's now a blogger for the Seattle Police Department. He wrote the guide. Welcome, Jonas.
For having me.
So you've written this in a Q&A form, and it seems like you had a pretty good time doing it. One of the questions was, can I smoke pot outside my home, like at a park, magic show, or the Bite of Seattle, which I don't know what that is. So what's the answer?
Well, the answer there is it's much like alcohol. You can consume it in the privacy of your own home, but if you open a container of it up in public, that's a no-no. Something that could earn you a citation.
Another one of these questions, what happens if I get pulled over and I'm sober, but an officer or canine buddy smells the ounce of super skunk I've got in my trunk? With that one. I know that's not the legal thing.
I'll be the guy holding that skillet in that commercial, man. That ain't a brain, that's breakfast. Let's eat. What have we been up? 5 days now? I'm fucking starving. I find that commercial a tad insulting to my intelligence. You know the one? Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of things on drugs, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain, not once.
Become FM Radio, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Furious, back here in the studio, EO, having a little fun with the post-election dysfunction. And just the good news that's out there, which we're going to spotlight tonight. Man, spiking the football. But we got a lot more work to do, just so you know. A lot more work. Especially here in North Carolina. So with that in mind, we're going to just keep going with spotlighting craziness. And it may be offensive, in case you haven't already noticed. Thank you to Get Your War On. And also some news coming up here about how to smoke legal marijuana in Seattle. Not to mention, we're going to spotlight some of the crazy right-wing world explosions going on in their brain right now. There's so much fun stuff to talk about. If you want to know more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or check out wcomfm.org. I'm going to transition here into some other music from Brain Feeder Mix. I just can't stop playing it. And it's probably one of the best ones. Also there in the background, some Low End Theory number 14. I'm Furious. Stick around.
Shit, man. Not only do I think marijuana should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory. I'm a hardliner. Think about it, man. You get in traffic behind somebody. Up and smoke that. It's the law.
Freestyle.
Music. I freestyle. Music.
Hit that beat
like King Kong. Like hit that beat like King Kong. Like Tarzan, like King Kong.
Of things I'd heard, questions I'd seen posted on, you know, Facebook or whatever prior to the legislation passing.
What was one of the more popular questions?
People seem pretty fond of our response to whether or not, you know, marijuana seized prior to the passage of this requested. I mean, the answer at this point has been a flat no. People seem to think the kind of curt response to that is pretty amusing.
Now, like,
this is your country on drugs, the secret history of getting high in America. From the Huffington Post, Ryan Grimm. So, Ryan, I guess you cannot have five on it, because it's still, people will know what that means when you Google it. You cannot break the law. It is against the law.
Right, you know, the DEA is fighting a rear guard action, and they're going to be putting a lot of pressure on these states. And actually, watching what they do is pretty instructive. You know, in 2010, the DEA asked Eric Holder and the Justice Department to come into California and to campaign against Proposition 19, which was on the ballot to legalize marijuana. Holder did come out against it strongly, and that helped defeat it, just barely, but it helped defeat it. This year, the DEA asked Holder to do the same thing in Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, and Holder declined. You know, he didn't do it publicly, but he just didn't do it. He said, "You know what? I'm just not going to get involved with this."
The color red, and for the Rocky Mountain State, the eyes clearly had it as they voted for a bill that legalizes pot.
You cannot be arrested for being in possession of an ounce of marijuana.
Mile High City of Denver was all abuzz at the polls on Tuesday when recreational marijuana supporters smoked their opponents.
Man, who's hungry?
He lost because President Obama handed out big gifts.
What the president, president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government, and then work very aggressively to turn them out to vote.
Romney said the forgiveness of college loan interest was a big gift for young voters. He claimed free contraceptives were very big with young college-aged women. And as for Latino voters, Romney said free health care was a big plus. Now, some fellow Republicans were quick to reject Romney's assessment. Incoming chairman of the Republican Governors Association said, quote, I think that's absolutely wrong. We've got to stop dividing the American voters. We need to go after 100% of the votes, not 53%. And we need to continue to show how our policies help every voter out there achieve the American dream, which is to be in the middle class, end quote. All right, let's bring in our strategy panel.
I think that Romney is just sort of falling back on some bad advice, which he had been receiving through the campaign. And it's a real shame because it also positions the party very poorly, because I think that what Governor Jindal had said was actually very correct, that we had failed to articulate why Republican proposals can really help the poor, how it could help various groups in America, can help the economy. And that's a story that didn't really get out there in this election. And the Republican Party needs to get better at doing that.
JP, senior Obama campaign advisor David Axelrod also sent out this tweet in response saying, still looking at America through that 47% prism, Mitt tells donors the takers did him in. So do Romney's remarks hurt Republicans at a time when they're trying to reach out to minority voters, trying to change the narrative here?
Well, I think that it kind of hurts. Unfortunately for Romney, he's going to play much less of a role in the party, I think, now that his bid is over, now that he has lost the election. And I think that people like Bobby Jindal are going to have a much louder voice. So, you know, I think that it's a little bit of a step back, but I think that Bobby Jindal is doing a great job.
Hello, Mitt.
Hello, Karl Rove.
I still think you can win Ohio. Look, now might not be the best time, but could I borrow $300 million? Is that possible? No!
Alternate reality is reflected, hence the initial denial and subsequent shock on the right that the country would not only re-elect President Barack Obama, but do so with 332 electoral votes. So the problem wasn't too many ads or not enough ads. It was pouring money into a message that ultimately appeared to be out of sync with the majority of voters.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Oppa Gangnam Style.
At the very important relationship between these millionaires and billionaires and Karl Rove, who according to Saturday Live needs a
need the loan from Mitt Romney. It would seem that what you want from your political visionary, regardless of ideology, is yes, you want a good attitude, yes, you want to win, but kind of like seeing a doctor, you want your doctor to be positive and be on your side, but he or she better be able to read the charts, right? Do you think donors are going to be upset with Robe on that score?
I think some donors are, but I have to be honest, I think Robe's fine. But. Cliff negotiation is, are they going to continue to insist that the people at the top who make the most money should not participate in solving the problem?
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I think the majority of the people who are financing his operation, we don't have a great window into what he was telling them for the last year. From what we do know, it sounds like, he was briefing them. They had their polling. I don't think there's any evidence that his donors feel misled, that right. Rove and his operation were spinning the elite class of donors. It may be that for the broader world of Republican operatives or voters who listen to the Rush or Rock Spot.
GPS system that was in real time, and the Republicans had the old paper base.
And I think in addition to that, because I agree with the analogy that you have a 10-year-old map. They also, there was a 10-year-old structure as to how exactly voting and voter turnout works.
Right.
Because I think the way they were looking at, this demographic normally does not come out, and this demographic doesn't come out this portion. Well, all that was turned on its head, and the brilliant thing that Democrats did to get people on the ground out, even the fact that the NAACP in Florida alone registered over 100,000 new voters. So the whole map about who doesn't come out and who doesn't participate has completely
the assumptions about
that. The assumptions about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, when it comes to money and the game, people have got to realize the Republicans did not swamp Obama.
This is great. So first, let's start with Bill O'Reilly.
It's a changing country. The demographics are changing. It's not a traditional America anymore. 20 years ago, President Obama would be roundly defeated by an establishment candidate like Mitt Romney. The white establishment is now the minority.
Okay. We would have won 20 years ago. I don't know what these guys are doing now. They got all these African Americans and Latinos running around. To the classic O'Reilly snort in the middle, which I love. We'll do it live! Okay, apparently you won't. So he says, look, the numbers are against us. I'm hurt, dog! Dick Morris, goes even further.
Single women, minorities, and voters under 30 is so large at this point
right.
that unless the Republican Party fundamentally changes its appeal to those voters, it can never win an election.
Hispanics, and younger voters. In his loss in this phone call to some of his top donors.
What the president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government, and then work very aggressively to turn them out to vote.
Louisiana's Republican Governor Bobby Jindal says Romney has it all wrong.
It can never win an election. I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right. But this is the best one. Rush Limbaugh, after every single election, comes out and says, you see, I told you we should have gone further right wing. I told you we should have gone further right wing. Oh, the moderates. Go further right. Well, he now thinks that perhaps, in fact, there are not enough of them on the right to win elections. Watch.
I went to bed last night thinking we're outnumbered. I went to bed last night thinking all this discussion that we'd had about this election being the election that will tell us whether or not we've lost the country. I went to bed last night thinking we've lost the country. I don't know how else you look at this.
Rush Limbaugh, how is that for a white flag of surrender?
Glenn Beck talks about his plan of buying farmland and guns. Take a listen to Glenn Beck here.
But it's suicide to sit back. And not just for my company or your company, but for the country. We don't have the luxury of time. I've been telling you for a while, and I've told my own staff, if the president wins, I don't know how we survive. I don't know how we survive the regulation that is coming for my industry. I don't know how we're going to survive the pressure and the tactics, because he has more flexibility now, and they remember their enemies. I don't know how we're going to survive because I won't compromise. I won't make a deal with the devil. I want you to understand this. Inflation is coming. The fiscal cliff is coming. The dollar fell last night on the news. Your
right.
taxes are going up. Your health care costs are going up.
Of course.
Your religion is going to come under attack.
Right.
Gas, coal, and energy is going to become more expensive. Do you remember that list we put out a few months ago?
We're going as a party.
Of doobies.
Now he has a chalkboard he's referring to.
I will tell you, last week we purchased more farmland as a family. May I recommend if you have a chance to buy farmland, you buy farmland.
Yeah.
If you live in the East, may I recommend get the hell out of the East. If you live in the East, may I recommend get the hell out of the East. Find a place where you are surrounded by like-minded people. And the best way to find those people is you should probably look at the maps on how counties voted.
Yeah, there you go. Go to the red counties. And this is just so funny because he says, Obama's dividing America. Obama's dividing America. By the way, I recommend stocking up on guns and moving really far away from people who think differently than you.
Of small amounts of marijuana. Colorado and Washington both pro-marijuana legalization votes tonight. Both of those have been called. It could have huge consequences. I think people have compartmentalized marijuana legalization in their head as this boutique issue. But if the state of Colorado legalizes marijuana, that's a huge deal. Huge deal. People forget that prohibition recall actually happened in the state's level first. So, you know, we could see the beginning of the end, I think, for it.
Don't federal laws supersede the state laws, or will it be all of a sudden legal to smoke a joint on the sidewalk in Colorado?
Well, they say it won't be Amsterdam. You won't be able to smoke a joint on the sidewalk. But adults would be, at least under state law, allowed to possess 1 ounce of marijuana for recreational use without a doctor's note.
Rocky Mountain State, the eyes clearly had it, as they voted for a bill that legalizes pot.
You cannot be arrested for being in possession of an ounce of marijuana.
Of course, as you point out there, that does put them at odds with the federal government.
And we'd lock up 8 times as many people per capita as Europeans do. My European friends tell me either the United States is inherently more criminal or there's something goofy about our laws. And it's time to stop locking up responsible adult pot smokers and recognize the real problems of drug abuse. And we're going to do that in the leadership way in Washington State. Back into time.
Back
high city of Denver was all abuzz at the polls on Tuesday when recreational marijuana supporters smoked their opponents. 53% pro-pot and 47% wanting to keep the bud banned. This young man clearly dazed with excitement.
I am feeling amazing. This is the best day I've seen in my life.
But Colorado wasn't the only state on a Rocky Mountain high. Equally granola, Washington State also shared in the euphoria by also passing a similar bill. The joint states becoming the first in the U.S. to legalize the possession and sale of marijuana for recreational use.
Take a listen to a special highlight clip we put together of white dudes melting down over the election results.
What Republicans need to learn is how do we speak to all Americans? You know, not just the people who look like us and act like us, but how do we speak to all Americans?
We've got to get rid of the immigration issue altogether. It's simple for me to fix it. I think you control the border first. You create a pathway for those people that are here. You don't say you got to go home.
We put forth some of the most accomplished minorities this country has to offer. We have, the Republican Party has more elected Hispanics serving in office than the Democrat Party has. And yet, what is said about Republicans? Racist, sexist, bigots, homophobes that discriminate and so forth?
The demographics are changing. It's not a traditional America anymore. And there are 50% of the voting public who want stuff. They want things. And who is going to give them things? President Obama.
Means if we're going to win in the future, Republicans need to do better among Latinos, and they need to do better among women, particularly single women.
In fact, in Colorado, pot got 50,000 more votes than Obama. So you don't want to be on the wrong side of that.
You do not. But let me ask you, is it also a larger conversation about this war on drugs? We grew up in a time, I remember the commercial with the egg and all of that. This is your brain on drugs. Is this an evolution on the war on drugs? And basically the information we now know and the difference in drugs, the types of drugs.
Yeah, and you saw this in Michigan, where a lot of different towns and cities decriminalized. In Massachusetts, they passed a strong medical marijuana law. Arkansas almost passed a medical marijuana law. Arkansas, in California, voters reformed this odious kind of three strikes and you're out law, where a third kind of penny ante crime gets you in prison for life. So they did away with that. So definitely, people are taking a new look at the criminal justice system. Both in the context of fairness and justice, but also in a deficit context. Is this something that we want to be spending resources on at a time when we're complaining that about record deficits?
And that's breakfast. Shit, I'll be the guy holding that skillet in that commercial, man. Now, where's my commercial? That ain't a brain, that's breakfast. Let's eat. What have we been up? 5 days now? I'm fucking starving. I find that commercial a tad insulting to my intelligence. You know the one? Here's your brain.
I've seen a lot of things on drugs, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had seven balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there's no such thing as death. But I've never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit, but... drugs, I'll be honest with you, it's what I can't stand is all day long we see those commercials, here's your brain on drugs, just say no, why do you think they call it dope? And then the next commercial is, this bud's for you. Come on everybody, let's be hypocritical bastards.
I mean, so how would people get the marijuana they can now legally possess?
That's a great question, and I think that that's still something that's being worked out.
It's okay to drink your drug. We meant those other drugs. Those untaxed drugs. Those are the ones that are bad for you. Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this fucking work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can get fucked up and drive on. Thank God they're taxing this shit, man. We'd be doing donuts in a wheat field right now.
Pro pot to 47% wanting to keep the bud banned. This young man clearly dazed with excitement.
I am feeling amazing!
Colorado wasn't the only state on a Rocky Mountain high. Equally granola, Washington State. Colorado. It means the color. Up to an ounce of pot would be legal for anybody 21 or older. But cannabis will still be considered a controlled substance under federal law.
And yet, what is said about Republicans? Racists, sexist, bigots, homophobes that discriminate and so forth?
The demographics are changing. It's not a traditional America anymore. And there are 50% of the voting public who want stuff. They want things.
Thank God we're on a highway.
Let's take a listen to a special highlight clip we put together of white dudes melting down.
Particularly single women. When in the future Republicans need to do better among Latinos, and they need to do better among women.
Better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. You may stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, alcohol is an acceptable form. Shut the fuck up. You're wrong. Okay? Okay.
particularly single women.
I mean, some people...
homophobes that discriminate and so forth.
So the demographics are changing. It's not a traditional America anymore.
We are not going to amend the United States Constitution to stop gay people from getting married. We are not going to double Guantanamo. We are not eliminating the Department of Energy or the Department of Education or housing at the federal level. We are not going to spend $2 trillion on the military that the military does not want. We are not scaling back on student loans because the country's new plan is that you should borrow money from your parents. We are not vetoing the DREAM Act. We are not self-deporting. We are not letting Detroit go bankrupt. We are not starting a trade war with China on Inauguration Day in January. We are not going to have, as a president, a man who once led a mob of friends to run down a scared gay kid to hold him down and forcibly cut his hair off with a pair of scissors while that kid cried and screamed for help. And there was no apology, not ever. We are not going to have a Secretary of State John Bolton. We are not bringing Dick Cheney back. We are not going to have a foreign policy shop stocked with architects of the Iraq War. We are not going to do it. We had the choice to do that if we wanted to do that as a country. And we said no.
And there are 50% of the voting public who want stuff. They want things. And who is going to give them things? President Obama.
Means if we're gonna win in the future, Republicans need to do better among Latinos, and they need to do better among women, particularly single women.
Shit, man. Not only do I think marijuana should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory. I'm a hardliner.
Fellow Americans, I just want to thank you for your continued faith in my ability.
We won!
That's my anger translator, Luther.
Whoa! Yeah! What's up?
But I want to wish my opponent, Mitt Romney, well. He ran a good campaign.
Take that back to the lab, Mitt, because you lost.
Now we move forward with pressing issues.
We're going to pass health care again. Now what, bitches?
While we had huge turnout from our faithful supporters.
Thank you, black folks. We made it to two elections in a row, man. Now, how hard was that?
All your votes were crucial in this victory.
White people who voted for me, you're all now honorary black people.
So thank you for your support.
And you, if you tried to me. I mean, you know how much money they tried to spend to get rid of this? Millions, son. I said millions. But you couldn't get rid of a
very aggressively to turn them out to vote. The president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government, and then work very aggressively to turn them out to vote.
Romney said the forgiveness of college loan interest was a big gift for young voters. He claimed free contraceptives were very big with young college-aged women. And as for Latino voters, Romney said free health care was a big plus. Now, some fellow Republicans were quick to reject Romney's assessment.
Very correct. That we had failed to articulate why Republican proposals can really help.
Serving in office than the Democrat Party is. And yet, what is said about Republicans? Racist, sexist, bigots,
good luck figuring that out.
Homophobes that discriminate and so forth.
Cannabis legalization.
Demographics are changing. It's not a traditional America anymore.
I think we should have a choice. If we can do it responsibly, I think there shouldn't be much of a problem of an adult wanting to get high.
It's fine with me. It's probably long overdue.
As of now, only these two states are able to toke it up. Will this mean a population shift over to a higher elevation?
Can't say I'll be moving to Colorado, so, you know, if that's what they choose to do for their state, it's probably going to generate more revenue, and maybe that's what we ought to think about for America.
Well, the grass might not always be greener on the other side, but at least now, it's legal.
Last night, loudly. Now, to be fair, if you are a conservative or if you were rooting for the Republicans, a few things did go your way. But in terms, honestly, of what went well for Republicans in this election, that was pretty much it. It is a short list. You want to talk about what went well on the other side last night? Here, I'm actually going to pause for a second to give you a chance to hit pause on your DVR in case you want to go make popcorn or something, maybe mix a drink. You are going to want to settle in for this, so get comfortable. Go ahead, I'll give you a second. You back? Ready? Here we go. So last night, the Democratic senator who was supposed to be the most endangered incumbent in the country not only won, she won by 16 points. Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts, who was so stuffed with hedge fund money that he burped credit default swaps. Scott Brown lost by a lot to the nation's foremost authority on the economic rights of the middle class. After marriage rights for same-sex couples were voted down in state after state after state for years, more than 30 times in a row, this year, all change. In Maine, they voted on marriage equality and they voted for it. In Maryland, they voted on marriage equality and they voted for it. In Minnesota, they were asked to vote against marriage equality and Minnesota refused to ban it. In Washington state, the vote is not called yet. They are still counting the vote and we will be watching it closely. But if you are on the pro-gay right side in Washington
state, the lady in state, red told P.I. Jenkins to meet her.
In Iowa, anti-gay activists were sure that they were going to turf out a judge for ruling in favor of marriage equality. They had done it before to a bunch of other judges. They had been successful every time they had tried before, but not this one, not this time. Judge Wiggins in Iowa keeps his seat. Nevada elects its first African-American congressman this year. America gets our first openly gay United States senator. America gets our first ever Asian-American woman senator from Hawaii. Her seat in the House, I should note, gets filled by this woman, a Democratic Iraq War veteran. I'm going to tell you right now that her name is Tulsi Gabbard, because she is on the fast track to being very famous someday. Tulsi Gabbard. Speaking of Iraq war veterans, Tammy Duckworth, veteran helicopter pilot. She lost both of her legs in Iraq. She is going to Congress, and she is sending home the opponent who mocked her for her war record, Joe Walsh. California relaxed its three strikes, you're out law and rejected a law to cripple the political power of unions. Decriminalization of marijuana was approved in Washington and in Colorado. The astonishing tide of dark money spent against Democratic Senators John Tester in Montana and Sherrod Brown in Ohio turned out to be pointless. Both those Democratic senators won. They held on to their seats. Democrats won a Senate seat in North Dakota, of all places, a seat that nobody thought they could win. All of these states that had this hugely aggressive total Republican takeover from the 2010 elections, Ohio and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Virginia and Florida, all of those states that went so red in state government in these past couple of years and that then had these big fights inside their states over how Republicans were governing there, in Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and we will see about Florida. Last night, not only did Republicans lose the presidential election in every single one of those states, Republicans lost the Senate race in every single one of those states, too. Sherrod Brown, Tammy Baldwin, Debbie Stabenow, Bob Casey, Tim Kaine, Bill Nelson. Depending on Florida, a Democratic sweep of the presidency and definitely a Democratic sweep of the Senate races in those states that the GOP was so excited to have supposedly turned red in a way that was going to stick. Last night, Democratic women swept every major office in New Hampshire. Last night, California Democrats won a Democratic supermajority in the state House and in the state Senate. Not just majorities in California, but supermajorities, wherein if the Republicans don't turn up, any of them, any day at work, nothing will be different in California. They're completely legislatively irrelevant. Alan West lost his seat. More women got elected to the U.S. Senate than at any time in U.S. history. The Republican presidential nominee and vice presidential nominee both lost their home states. Missouri and Montana and West Virginia chose Democratic governors. West Virginia chose its first gay state legislator. So did North Dakota. West Virginia and North Dakota? Yes, seriously. Joe Lieberman's old seat went to a real Democrat in Connecticut. The proportion of young people voting compared to 2008, it went up. Same with African Americans, up from 2008. Same with Latinos, up from 2008, not down, up. If you are a liberal or if you were rooting for the Democrats, last night was a very, very, very big night. And oh yeah, this happened. President Barack Obama, yes, will go down in history as our nation's first African American president. But he will also go down in history as the most successful Democratic presidential candidate since FDR. Twice. The guy who predicted this outcome almost exactly is Nate Silver, of course, who writes the political statistics blog 538 at the New York Times.
Well, everyone in Paynton is talking about it. Something smells like weed in that back part of the library.
No one has located the source of the weed smell, but witnesses say that it seems to come from that area of the library behind the computer desk between the magazine rack and that weird couch.
Head librarian Cookie Stevens and library volunteers Margaret Mosier and Gail Fredericks were in the middle of discussing the upcoming used book saleganza when they smelled something strange.
So Gail smelled marijuana somewhere, and we're like shocked.
Yeah.
And so Doug goes, do you smell it?
Oh, I thought it was my linguine that I left.
It smelled something funny, like it was on fire.
We thought it was Cookie's linguine on fire.
And I couldn't believe it was drugs in the library.
Gail knew what it was.
I guessed. It smelled like a Cheech and Chong or something.
Without any way to confirm that the smell was indeed weed, Cookie Stevens called her husband, Sheriff Stevens, who called in local ceramics teacher Dutch Gibbs, who lived in Seattle for a few months in the 70s.
Yeah, that's weed.
Sheriff Stevens has begun compiling a list of potential suspects, including that boy Lance, who has girl hair and hangs out down by the quarry, Greg Fromke, who was spotted this evening really going to town on some potato skins at Steaky Jake's Steakhouse, and Mr. Thompson. Luckily, one young reading enthusiast seemed unperturbed by the illicit smell.
I hear a lot of people talking about it. I mean, I don't smell anything. I mean, I don't smell anything. I really, really, really love the library.
The weed smell comes on the heels of last month's discovery of a gigantic pair of women's underpants in the children's fiction section. According to Stevens, that case remains open as well. Well, too bad it wasn't meth. It just could have had you come down and sniff it out, huh, Kathy?
Eat shit, Randall. I'm in recovery.
All right. Hey, look, Furious George sending off here. Stick around for more Bodacious Bass and Micropower Radio from the Heart. I am Furious George. I'll be back here next week. Stick around.
Belly, baby boy, make it pump more. Let me stay steady. I'm into